Ginger Strand will talk about her new book, The Brothers Vonnegut, a biography of Kurt Vonnegut and his brother Bernard, a research scientist at General Electric in Schenectady, and longtime professor of atmospheric science at the University at Albany. The Strand will present a talk about the book as the keynote lecture of the Researching New York Conference, which is at 7:30 tonight in the Clark Auditorium of the New York State Museum in downtown Albany. And the public is invited, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Ginger Strand to the roundtable. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
I know you're in town and you have a lot going on, so I thank you for making time for us. I love this book, and It's a fascinating story, and obviously a story very much about our region.
It is, yeah. Yeah, it's...
So what brought the Vonneguts of Indiana fame to Schenectady, New York?
The GE Research Lab. You know, it was... Bernard Vonnegut was an up-and-coming scientist. He was working for a glass company in Connecticut before the war. During the war, he was recruited by the Chemical Warfare Service. And he subsequently met some scientists while he was working on airplane de-icing who worked at the GE Research Lab, who recruited him to come and work with them. So he came immediately after the war's end to Schenectady to become one of the, you know, foremost scientists there. And he brought his brother, his younger brother, Kurt, who was kind of, didn't quite know what to do with himself at that point in his life.
And he became a publicist for them.
He did, yeah. He worked in it was known as the GE News Bureau, and it was their publicity arm, but they organized themselves like a newspaper. You know, they had reporters who would go out into the Schenectady Works or the research lab and find stories, and then they would pitch them to editors.
What was it about the two of them that made it interesting enough to dedicate a book to it?
Well, I, of course, had heard of Kurt Vonnegut.
Sure.
And I stumbled across the story of Bernard Vonnegut and became very interested in, as soon as I started to look into it, it became clear that Bernard was a very powerful influence on Kurt, and that Bernard, the experiences that Bernard had at the GE Research Lab kind of shaped the early work of Kurt Vonnegut and kind of shaped the fact that he went into science fiction and became the kind of writer that he became.
My apologies for what's going to come off as name dropping, but shortly before he died, I interviewed Kurt Vonnegut, and we had a lovely conversation, one of the most special conversations I've ever had. And he told me, we were talking about his time in Schenectady, and obviously he was very interested because I was here, and was talking about and a lot of this was not even part of the interview, it was just our conversations that we were having off air, where he was saying, well, you have to read Player Piano. This is and the influence that GE had on Player Piano. And, of course, the first thing I did when I got off the phone was got a copy of Player Piano and read
right.
It. It is – and you write about that. I mean, it is fascinating of how much of an influence it had and set him off on a course.
Totally. And, you know, I didn't realize that either. I actually hadn't read Player Piano until I began to think about this project. And it was clear that Player Piano is not science fiction at all. It's straight on social satire. You know, it really is a portrait of GE in those years. And many of his early short stories were the same. And it was really exciting to kind of look at this. And then you begin to understand his sometimes frustration at being seen as this loopy sci-fi out there person who's writing about aliens and porn stars and things when, you know, he's working all that in, but it's a means of getting at the issues and ethical quandaries that he was seeing in real life in Schenectady.
What was the relationship between the two brothers? They were close.
They were close. You know, they had a classic sibling rivalry when they were young. Bernard was 8 years older, so he was the A student, the superstar, the scientist. Kurt was kind of the class clown, the guy who wanted to write but who was kind of made to go into science by his older brother and his father, and he kind of went along with it. But he always felt like he was laboring in the shadow of his brother. And I don't think there was much resentment about that. I think he admired his brother a lot. And I think that they just grew closer in their years and in Schenectady because they really saw into each other's lives. So one thing that I wanted to do in this book was really kind of write a portrait about this fascinating interchange between science and art.
The word that Vonnegut used with me and elsewhere, of course, was that he was a scruffy writer. He never won a prize.
Yeah.
He never won a major prize. He was very proud that his books were all still in print before he died. And yet that he felt, because of this scruffy background, and I remember him saying that I was the undesirable one, not like my brother.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Even then, he said that to you.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. He did feel that way. I mean, Bernard was always successful in the worlds in which he moved. And Kurt was successful, but he wrote for readers. He didn't write for critics.
And to have one of our greatest novelists say that surprised me. I thought to myself, well, okay, but you know you're great, right?
And did he? What did he say?
I don't think so. Uh-huh. I mean, again, I think he was proud that the books were still in print, and he was proud that, and at this time, and unfortunately he died before it happened, but that Indianapolis was giving him a key to the city and having Kurt Vonnegut Day, and he was very proud of that.
Yes, yes. I think you're right. I think that he, you know, he never sold a short story to the New Yorker.
Right.
Every short story writer would like to do that. You know, he kind of felt like he would make jokes about the fact that he never won the Nobel Prize, and that it was probably because he was such a failure as a Saab dealer. Because at one point in his career, he was so broke, he opened up a Saab dealership on Cape Cod to try to make money.
You make the point. Two things I want to bring up. One is that Bernard pretty much, everything went right, right? I mean, he lived his life the way, according to plan. And Vonnegut, while very Kurt Vonnegut, while very successful, didn't.
Yeah, he flailed around a lot, and he wasn't. You know, it was always obvious from the early days that Bernard Vonnegut would be a scientist. You know, that he was going to go to MIT and get a PhD and be a scientist working in some fancy research lab, and that's exactly what happened. Kurt kind of flailed around a bit, you know. He tried to study science at Cornell, then he went in the Army, then he came back from the Army, and he studied, actually, you know, mechanical engineering and things like that while he was in the Army. And then he came back and he went to U of Chicago and studied anthropology, and he thought he might go into human relations, or he might teach, or he might work in publishing. You know, he had all these kind of ideas. And it was really his wife, Jane Vonnegut, who kept saying to him, no, you're a writer. You're going to be a great writer. And he was like, oh, I don't know.
One of the things that you point out in the book that I find fascinating is that the press releases that he was writing even were very, they were certainly weren't your run-of-the-mill press release. They had a charm to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he was, you know, I also think he doesn't get as much credit as he probably should for really understanding the science, because he did have that science background,
right,
from majoring in biochemistry at Cornell. So he was able to come to GE, understand what was going on, and then, you know, write it in a very succinct way. And it's a chicken and egg question, you know. Was he a good publicist because he had the talent for conciseness, or did he learn that conciseness that we all know from his fiction by writing press releases?
Ginger Strand will present a talk about the book, which is The Brothers Vonnegut, Science and Fiction in the House of Magic. The book is published by FSG. She is going to be speaking at the Researching New York Conference tonight at 7:30 in the Clark Auditorium of the New York State Museum in downtown Albany. Ultimately, what do you hope people get out of the novel, or out of the book?
Well, I think, you know, partly I wanted to write Bernard back into the story and to look at the importance of this this brother on Kurt, but also just, it's just this story, this human story of two brothers and how they kind of learned to see across what we think of as the two cultures divide and really love each other and respect each other's work.
Brothers Vonnegut is the title of the book. Ginger Strand will be at the New York State Museum tonight at 7:30. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
A great pleasure. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.